Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Did you find me in grey Manchester, having spent the most part of yesterday? I know you don't know which day that was, but here we are. You can listen to it whenever you choose. At Manchester City's Academy, watching what I hope will be the European champions against Inter Milan on Saturday. Training, and training well. Training in a way that increased in intensity, even though it was an open session. Some of the world's media were there, and with each passing mini game, short-sighted game that played, the tackles flew in, the speed of pass, the intensity of working on one another, calling to one another about marking, about movements, went up and up and up, to the point at which I'm certain eventually the players were unaware that there was an audience. And Pep Guardiola, watching with Enzo Maresca, was deeply satisfied about the intensity and the sharpness that his players were showing. You don't win European finals or trebles, come to that, via the training sessions only. You have to go out and beat difficult, sometimes pretty, not thuggish, but bullying opponents in Inter Milan. They're a bigger team. They're a team that recognises its own limitations and therefore plays to a very strict pattern. And it will be a bruising game for City, I predict. And City are the better team, and therefore they have to simply just go out and prove that one way or the other, by hook or by crook, and that will complete a treble for them. One person who's now given up on the possibility of winning the traditional treble, seeing as he's moved outside Europe and can't win the Champions League anymore, is Karim Benzema. Anybody who has been listening to me for any length of time will know that I absolutely adore watching that footballer. He's an artist. His ability to do extremely special things for himself, for teammates, for the team, has elevated him. There's no question about that over the years. And it became, I think it was fashionable to say that he was subservient, that he was a lesser player than Cristiano. It then became fashionable to say, well, look how he's blossomed without Cristiano Ronaldo. I never saw him as subservient, and I didn't follow that view that look what he's become once Cristiano Ronaldo has moved away. I think that part of Benzema's greatness was his willingness to hold his own preferences, his own ideas, his own creativity in check in order to service the goal machine and in order to service the team and to win things. That made him very special, because the instant that Cristiano Ronaldo went away, he just simply switched into another mode. It wasn't like he suddenly thought, oh, here's my space, or, oh, well, I feel relieved that now. No, it was like, right, this is what I could have been doing all along. I'll stop just short of saying the word genius. And I'm sorry, really, in a way, that we won't see him potentially as he goes into the latter years of his career, because if I'm not wrong, I think he turns 36 in December. I'm sorry we won't see a few more attempts at him potentially winning a treble, but I'm also sad to lose him from the league where, in the country I live, and I'm so sad to, in the wake of Casemiro going and Messi the year before that, I'm not ready really to be saying goodbye to these footballers. I was almost about to say most particularly Benzema, whereas that's not true. Messi's the best footballer I've ever seen. But Benzema, I think, came as a shock to everybody. And that's the reason for writing this column for ESPN FC. And my gratitude again to them for allowing me to record this for you. And go to ESPN FC and use their site. It's very, very good.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The last time Real Madrid were this shocked by a departure, they made a right hash of coping with it. And please don't be under any illusion, Madrid thought Karim Benzema, easily one of the top three or four footballers to ever have worn Los Blancos' world-famous shirt and badge, was staying with them for at least another season. This isn't a departure that they were prepared for. Thursday morning's front page of Marca, Madrid's football paper of choice, dedicated its front page and several inside pages to the fact that the man to whom they were giving their legend award was definitely staying. The Frenchman told Marca last week when asked about speculation that he might move to Saudi Arabia, "The internet's been talking about my future, but the internet isn't reality. I enjoy every single day at Madrid, every single training session. There's no other club in the world like Madrid, and no stadium like the Bernabeu." "The legend continues," was the big splash headline. None of that happened without Madrid's blessing. They, too, thought that this issue could be addressed towards the end of his contract, in a year's time. So, the last time Los Blancos were caught out this badly? Well, it was in 2018, when another French legend, Zinedine Zidane, quit his position less than a week after coaching Madrid to their 13th and third consecutive Champions League trophy in Kiev with that 3-1 victory over Liverpool. Remember? Zizou mulled on his surprise decision for a couple of days, told Florentino Perez, refused to listen to the normally persuasive Bernabeu president, and they gave a joint press conference. The president failing to disguise his annoyance, his face looked like he was chewing a wasp. Faced with an unexpected dilemma, they tapped the shoulder of Spain manager Julen Lopetegui, agreed a quick deal to begin in late July, announced it before La Roja's first World Cup 2018 game against Portugal, and the Spanish FA sacked Lopetegui before a ball was kicked in Russia. Poor old Lopetegui, never the right personality for that club, that president, that fan base, or that deeply demanding media, lasted until October of his first season. Precisely 14 competitive matches. He was replaced by Santi Solari, who lasted until March. Not until Zidane was persuaded to return that March, 2019, was the ship forced back onto the right path. But the cost of being badly caught out and then misjudging what to do was high. Madrid were beaten at home 4-1 by Ajax in the Champions League first knockout round, beaten 3-0 at home by Barcelona in the Copa del Rey semi-final, and they trailed home third in La Liga by a 19-point margin. You're right. Manager and principal striker are not identical problems. There can only be one of the former. The market is smaller. And the latter's departure could feasibly be compensated by two or three signings. But the underlying threat is very similar. When Madrid are strategic, when they are ahead of the game, they show brilliance of deal-making. Vinicius, Rodrigo, Fede Valverde, Eder Militao, Eduardo Camavinga, while also Rudiger and Alaba joining on frees from Chelsea and Bayern respectively. This time, in the case of Benzema, Madrid don't have that advantage. Nor is it irrelevant that Marco Asensio is leaving for free at the same time. That these two prodigiously talented men, plus Mariano and Eden Hazard, are all off the wage bill, is a €75 million boost for Madrid's financial fair play profile, as far as La Liga is concerned. Los Blancos have fiscal muscle, the power to buy and to salary ambitiously. However, the loss is huge. In the last two seasons, Asensio and Benzema contributed 139 goals and assists. That's a lot to replace. And Madrid can't afford to botch it up like they did when Zidane left suddenly. We can take it that the smoke signals indicating that José Lu will move from Espanyol to Madrid are true. And Los Blancos, still reigning world champions, will enjoy this clever professional as a squad man. José Lu's 33 years old. He has one European goal, two international goals, and has just registered his highest ever La Liga total of 16 goals. Good as he is, his signing cannot be the solution to the problem suddenly staring Madrid in the face because a legend has left. Partly, the club are in a bind because of two fabulous players and a couple of human sins. Lust and the fury of rejection. The two players are Kylian Mbappe and Erling Haaland. The former has turned Madrid down three times now, the last being the most spectacular. It's not only Madrid's president who has a hard time swallowing that behaviour. Los Blancos' magnificent history means that their fans and media are within their rights to feel a trifle haughty. Even though Mbappe is scheduled to be a free agent in 1 year's time, and is somebody that Real Madrid have coveted since he was a kid, it's not a simple process for Florentino Perez to get over the idea that Mbappe consistently chose the big bucks at Paris Saint-Germain over the last two invitations he had to come and join the world's most successful club. Madrid know he's right for them, in football terms, but should they swallow their pride? Should they? Could they wait a year for Mbappe? Then there's the other object of their lust, Haaland. Someone in a position of influence at Madrid has consistently been briefing the city's two big football newspapers that they expect to persuade the astonishing 22-year-old Norwegian to join them soon. It may be a figment of Madrid's imagination. They may be misinformed. But they think they'll be able to winkle him out of Manchester City. I, honestly, doubt that's happening anytime soon. But it's my job to tell you how Madrid look at things. What they think their options are. And frankly, if Madrid have stunned us in one particular way during the entirety of Perez's near quarter century reign, it has been in concluding transfer deals which nobody else thought were feasible. Bringing us to Harry Kane. Yes, you're right. Madrid could try and scratch a different itch than Mbappe and make Paris Saint-Germain an offer for Neymar. Like Mbappe, Madrid so nearly had Neymar on their books, only to be controversially thwarted by Barcelona. Although Neymar has not looked after himself particularly well, his time at Paris Saint-Germain has brought 145 goals in fewer than 170 matches. The candle's flame may eventually dim sooner than it should with the Brazilian, but right now, he remains an exceptional talent, and partnering him with Vinicius and Rodrigo must have some attraction for President Perez. Kane, however, is one that Madrid have studied long and hard. Not many people list this as one of the England captain's badges of honour, but he's not completely unlike Benzema. Okay. The Frenchman has won infinitely more in his career for club and country. But one of the things that Madrid are losing is his stunning ability to play either as a clever, hard to pin down, inventive, creative and sublimely skilled number 10, or alternatively, as an out-and-out old-style number 9. They sometimes call him a 9.5 in Spain for that very reason. Now, Kane has some of those magic beans. While the 29-year-old, who's out of contract in a year, is better known for his marvellous goal stats, one part of his terrific partnership with Heung-min Son stems from Kane's ability to drop deep into a number 10 style position and link play brilliantly. The Londoner, who has 350 plus goals for club and country, is blessed with tremendous technique, vision and football intelligence. It would be infantile to say that he's a Benzema replica. We're talking about one of the all-time European greats. But Kane has been drawing the admiring gaze of Florentino Perez for many months. The question now is whether the Spanish billionaire fancies getting into another tortuous round of negotiations with Spurs equivalent Daniel Levy. Florentino swore he wouldn't. After the blood, sweat and tears it cost him to prize Luka Modric and then Gareth Bale out of Spurs, the Madrid president vowed not to get around a negotiating table with Levy again. Might be time for a change of heart. People can throw in candidates like Kai Havertz, a stylish player with the highest ever league return of 17 goals 4 years ago and a best of 8 in a season since moving to Chelsea. They can throw in Romelu Lukaku or the prolific Victor Osimhen. Madrid could even make a cheeky offer to Lionel Messi. They've made several before. But the fact remains, Benzema, following the important loss of Casemiro last season, is a departure that Madrid aren't currently equipped to deal with. The heat is on, and they have to react with brilliance and intelligence rather than pure speed. A description, sigh, which fits the departing French magician rather well too. Brilliance and intelligence rather than pure speed whenever the heat was on. A tout à l'heure. Adieu, mon brave.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.